Well, I've made it my mission now for the remainder of the show.
I gotta pump my partner up.
You're pumping me up?
I gotta pump you up.
All right.
I gotta find a way to just lift your spirits. I mean,
my spirits are good,
you're
man.
You're down today. You're down. I mean, you came out this morning and said that you believe the Broncos have not yet hit rock bottom. That to use the John Elway quote, they are not bouncing off the bottom. So it is my goal, my mission, my raison d'etre.
What?
That's French, reason to be.
Raison d'etre?
I think I probably butchered that, but hey, 3 years of high school French, what can I say? Mademoiselle Carter is going to be very upset at me. But
I took 3 years of Spanish in high school.
Did you
know what I know?
What?
S-O-C-K-S.
What is that?
Kind of, I think it's like it is what it is.
But all
I do is spell socks. S-O-C-K-S.
Okay. So.
And pasa la leche, por favor.
So I'm bringing in Troy Rank to help try to pump you up a little bit. Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider, Colorado Sportscaster of the Year, joins us presented by Rox Heating and Air. That's R-O-X, Rox Heating and Air. Hey, Troy, can you spread a little sunshine? Can we get this guy's spirits lifted? Do you see reasons for optimism, or are you as down on this team's direction as Mark is?
Yeah, I mean, the optimism is hard for the next couple of weeks because based on the schedule, but the optimism for me is easy to see with Drew Lock returning and some guys getting healthy, but the idea that, you know, Drew can get out there, be available, and we get a long look at him, that's where my optimism would come from because I remain bullish on Drew Lock. You know, record notwithstanding, I do think we'll learn a lot from this season based on his play and kind of where they go from here. You know, but when you look at the narrow vision and the narrow lens of this facing Patriots and then what Chiefs, that's not a way to get healthy in an NFL schedule. So the initial thing does not look good. But overall, I remain optimistic because Drew Lock's going to return to the lineup. Philip Lindsay's going to return. There's guys I want to see as we move forward in the season.
Yeah, I was more talking, though, Troy, about the long-term viability. Like, when you look at this team long-term, I mean, A.J. Boye is probably a rental, as is Jarrell Casey. Von Miller's probably, you know, ultimately you asked him if he's going to be here or not, and he hung up on you. So, I mean, I think he's probably going to be gone. Kareem Jackson is what, 12-year veteran? He's not going to be around forever. Have you really bolstered the cornerback position with your young players? Callahan is not a guy that you're going to count on long-term. And then you're going to have to probably make a decision on both your offensive tackles, the depth of your offensive line. Now, you know, Melvin Gordon's not going to be here for long term either. So I just think there's more question marks than there are answers. I'm excited about Drew Lock and his potential, and we'll see exactly how he plays. But I'm just saying long term viability, are they better right now? Or because of all the decisions they have to make, are they a team that you look at and say, wow, they've got a lot of work still left to do?
Well, the work got complicated because some of those guys you want to make decisions on got hurt. I do think they'll make an effort to keep Vaughn. You know, that's going to get interesting. Does Vaughn want to retire a Bronco? And I think if he does, they can make that happen. But that's going to get interesting based on his age and his injury. I mean, I'd love to see Vaughn finish his career here. I mean, for me, he's the second best player in Broncos history behind John Elway. So I'd love to see him finish here. But that, you're right, that is going to be an interesting decision they have to make. Jarrell Casey, I would try to bring him back and see based on who he was in the locker room, the community. He's essentially not playing this year. So while he ages a year, doesn't really have the wear on the tire. I would try to keep AJ as well, that I think you could try to get him on a reasonable deal. So some of the guys I think you're saying are for sure going to be gone. I don't know that they would be because they don't go out and sign a lot of guys in free agency. So I would make an attempt to keep some of these guys in place. Maybe you lose Callahan, but you keep Boye. I mean, there's some decisions there. Gordon, you're right. I mean, he probably has just a one more year with them. But, you know, you can replace running backs. Unfortunately, that's a fungible piece. But with Casey and Vaughn and Boye, I mean, I would like to think next year two of those three are still on the team, that you have to make an attempt to keep a couple of those guys. If nothing else, stability. But then veteran leadership, as you said, Mark, it's hard to say, okay, we're going to go back to we're going to have a bad year this year because of injuries and whatever, but next year we're going to be fine and then lose 5-6 veteran voices in the locker room. I don't, and that would then Vic would be in a likely entering what could be his last season too. So I would think they're going to try to keep a couple of those veterans that maybe don't look obvious right now.
Troy, while looking at the Tennessee Titans as a victim in anything that happened the last couple of weeks is laughable, you do have to respect the way that they went out and handled 2.5 weeks away from football, only 3 practices. Mike Vrabel talked about how, you know, the culture of his team really showed last night. I'm curious, did Vic Fangio and what he's trying to build here, did that take a leap this week with the way he commented on losing the bye week, or did it hurt him at all?
Yeah, I mean, Vic, he talked about this yesterday on the afternoon drive. You know, Vic isn't the most likable guy to players. He states things, he's blunt, he's matter of fact, but they respect him. You don't have to be, you know, have a warm and fuzzy relationship with your coach. And then players love Vance Joseph, and you see where that took him. I'm not saying all players, but a lot of them really did like Vance. They didn't play well for him. So they respect Vic. They respect his knowledge of the game. I thought he should have waited for that reaction until Wednesday to see if guys were having trouble digesting what had all come down. Because the reaction was visceral just to the news that moment. And players react on social media. That's what they do. And I didn't think that – I thought his response to it, while fair, was a little harsh, given that it was happening in real time. That said – Vic is right in this sense that, again, the teams that get comfortable being uncomfortable will win. The Titans didn't make excuses for it. Now, the idea they're somehow a victim is laughable to me, as you said. They created the situation. When you create your own adversity and you conquer your own adversity, that to me is, you know, you're dealing with something you created. The Broncos are dealing with something that the league created for them. That's a completely different thing. That's an external issue that's bothering you. But can this be a rallying thing? Yes. The Titans showed it. There's no question watching the Titans last night that they were mad and upset that they've been criticized for how they've handled this. And they put on a show last night. They punched Buffalo in the mouth and then didn't stop once they got them, you know, wobbled. They were just, you know, Derrick Henry from Tannehill. So can you use this as a positive? Mark talked about this with the Avs in the playoffs when the Stars started their backup goalie. And so can you try it as an athlete? Hey, the NFL doesn't care about us. Look at our schedule. That's what I would go if I'm the Broncos. Like, hey, nobody cares about us. They see us as a woebegone. Now use this as a motivation. Because the moment guys start whining about it now, as practice resumes, that is a huge issue. Because then you're very vulnerable to getting just absolutely waxed on Sunday.
How many – have you talked to any of the guys? I mean, the complaints about losing your bye week or having to practice during your bye week, have guys in hindsight looked at that saying, yeah, that wasn't a good look? Have you been able to talk to anybody about those tweets and the social media reaction that came out after the schedule had been changed?
I mean, I've talked to guys about it, and it's just like any workplace. Some were, you know, Alexander Johnson said, hey, I'm lucky to have a job. I thank God for this opportunity. I can't wait no matter when we play. Dalton Reisner said the same thing, that, hey, let's go get a W. More practice. We'll be ready. And other guys, Shelby Harris was upset. But Shelby Harris has, you know, kids that are in school where they had stuff planned for bye weeks. You know, I mean, that's where it was just a reaction to, hey, you remember when you worked last week? That was your vacation. And it was because of so-and-so over there because he can't show up on time and do stuff right. So now that was your vacation. It was just the reaction in the moment. The couple of guys that react the way, they don't regret it because they were just genuinely upset that they lost their bye week. But I don't think it's going to carry over. I mean, I don't have issue with it. Now, I wouldn't have reacted on social media. But if you had told me the same thing, I lost my vacation week at work privately in my home, I'd be disappointed. Like, I love my job. I really do love my job. But if I had stuff planned for my bye week to be with my family, my son's coming home from college, and now I lost it, I'm not going to sit here and say I wouldn't be disappointed. But the problem is it comes across as a first world problem. That's the issue. I do think, Mark, that not that they regret it, but they understand that, okay, we kind of vented. Now let's move on. That's how I see it. I vented. It's over. Now let's move on and play football because no one cares. No one, the NFL is as sympathetic as a photo radar ticket. They don't care. So you can complain about it and you can keep getting your butt kicked or you can do something about it. And that's where they are now as they resume practice.
Troy Rank, Master of the analogies. You're the best, man.
I'm writing that one down.
Yeah, of course. Well, right now. Make sure you write it down because you had a great one yesterday that we both agreed upon. You didn't write it down and now we're both trying to figure out what
you said. It was Winston Churchill-esque.
It was Churchillian.
Churchillian, yes.
Thank you.
It was awesome.
Thank you, Troy.
I can't remember it.
You guys are the best. Take care, too.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, sponsored by Rox Heating and Air. That's ROX, Rox Heating and Air.